Subchapter 10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Co-Star and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mrs. Barnes, here. Mr. Bauer?
Here.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. Diggins-Stein?
Here.
Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fury?
Here.
Mrs. LaSala?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mrs. Verdi?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh?
Here.
Catherine Boyle?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
I have the rest. I've got them all.
I know.
Okay, just for the record, Mr. Pellegrino is on vacation this evening and can't be with us. Tonight, our student representatives are J.D. Cooper, Student Council President, Mr. Cooper, Grace Nielsen, Student Council Vice President, welcome Grace, and Morgan Harkness, Student Council Secretary. Also, we have Mr. Sinek from the Manasquan Borough Council, who's our new liaison for this year. Mission Statement. Manasquan School District's mission statement is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned to the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within a community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then referred to the appropriate board committee. The members of the board committee work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that the members fully understand the matter. When the committee is satisfied with the matter, it's presented to the Board of Education for discussion before any final action is taken. Only then is it placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. May I have a motion for the acceptance of the minutes, 012901?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Thank you for the second, Mr. Campbell. Any discussion? Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. Diggins-Stein?
I know to the December 18th I wasn't here, but yes, to January 8th.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Abstain.
Mrs. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carrie.
Okay, Mr. Mahan.
Thank you, Mrs. LaSala. As part of the anti-bullying legislation that was approved by our legislature, school districts are required to submit monthly the number of HIV incidents that were reported. In addition, the district is required to submit a statistical report to the Department of Education twice a year, outlining the investigations and the training and programs that occurred in each school. Donald Bramley is the HIV coordinator for the district, for our district, and Susan Talone and Erin Sapanaro are the anti-bullying specialists in the two schools. The semi-annual report for the period from July 1st, 2012 through December 31st, 2012 lists two HIV investigations in the high school with one confirmed incident. And by confirmed incident, I mean one was found to be an incident of harassment, intimidation, or bullying. And three HIV investigations in the elementary school with two confirmed incidents. For a district total of five reported incidents in the district for that half of year, and three confirmed as HIV incidents. I'd also like to make some comments on security measures. We have been reviewing our security procedures in both schools. Mrs. LaSala and Mr. Shelton recently attended a security forum which featured experts in the field of school security, and they came away with a better understanding of some of the key areas of concern and some of the strategies to address our concerns. Building security issues were reviewed by the Manasquan Police Department, and they brought in experts from other departments to assist in that evaluation. Their recommendations will be reviewed and wherever possible implemented. We continue to meet with the police department and share information with them and elicit from them recommendations as to how we could improve our security. We have security issues related to entrance doors and classroom doors. So for that reason, we brought in our architect and had him issue a report on what would it take to upgrade these areas, and the board is considering upgrading some of these areas at the present time. We continue to conduct security drills each month involving students and staff in evacuation and lockdown procedures. Today, the elementary school had an evacuation drill. The entire elementary school was evacuated to the high school. It went smoothly. Everybody knew what was expected of them, and it was conducted in a very orderly fashion. Student safety and security continue to be a high priority in our schools, and we will continue to look at ways to improve that security. That concludes my report, Mrs. LaSalle.
Just one correction. Mrs. Verdi accompanied me to the forum. Mr. Shelton and I have been speaking with the local people, and we've done some other things, but it was Mrs. Verdi and I, so just for the record. Mid-year budget report, Mrs. Hahn.
Okay. There are handouts. If anyone has seen them, they're on the back table here. So this is our time to go over the mid-year budget review. The first sheet that we look at usually is the revenue analysis. If you look at the sheet labeled revenue analysis, you will see that the bottom line, it shows a shortfall.
Peg, is there a document number on that?
No.
No.
It just says revenue analysis
on the
top.
I don't think it's in
our We don't have it, right?
You should. Oh, you know what? No. Sorry. I thought they gave them out to you. Yeah, I do. Hold on one second. Got them all. This whole packet.
How about members of the public, Mrs. Hahn? Do they have those back?
They do.
It's coming.
I thought you put them in your folder. Sorry.
Yeah, Michael, take it back.
There should be some. If there aren't enough, there's more over.
There's more over that.
I just reviewed them in the back row.
Does
anybody need another one?
The long sheets right there? They're on the bottom of the revenue analysis, the back.
And Peg, just for members of the public, if there are some of us up here that are not looking at these, if we're on the finance committee, we just got done reviewing all of this. So, go ahead.
Okay. I think it's easiest to look at the revenue analysis first. If you look at the revenue analysis, basically what it says is all of the revenues, the first column is all of the revenues that were budgeted at the time of budget last year. In the second column, it is the actual revenues that we have realized to point at this year. It shows a shortfall of $4,109,467.88. Can everyone see that? That's at the bottom. However, there was a $2.5 million field project that was budgeted, but only budgeted if the money was realized. Therefore, that is deducted out. There's an $850,000 revenue that came from maintenance reserve to be used for the roof project. That was used, but the actual transaction in the revenue accounts will happen at the end of the year when we close the books. There is $150,000 that was allocated from tuition reserve, and because that's a reserve as well, when we close out our books, that will move also. We balance appropriated, took money from surplus of $349,844, and that would reduce it down to $259,000. There was an estimate for $123,366 for extraordinary aid. We just received the application this month. We're applying for extraordinary aid. I do anticipate that we will receive more than $123,366, but just for the sake of this presentation, I did exactly what was projected. So that would show a revenue shortfall of $136,257.88. The majority of that shortfall was resource room, which is a projection, and it's based on prior years. We had less students attending resource room, and we had less students attend that were projected for special education. So if children are projected to attend, but then they do not attend, we do not charge for special education. Regular ed is based on the contract that happens at the time of budget, but special ed is different. Now, if you go to the second page, this is an analysis or a summary of all of the accounts throughout the year. It will tell you, basically, if you took the tuition account, what was budgeted was $851,404. We actually have purchase orders for $845,026.99, and so on and so forth. So if you look down that report, and then there are explanations to the right to tell you what has happened to the different accounts throughout the year. If you go to the next page, matching the secretary's report, there is a $3,293,480.38 as funds available in this budget. We have pending charges of $4,836.20, and then we would have $3,288,644.18. Again, if we take the $2.5 million out for the field project projection, we still have to review legal fees, but we know that we have litigation outstanding for $5,000. That would take us to $783,644.18 left in the budget. If you then look at the shortfall in revenue of $136,257.88, the projection would be $647,386.30. This is through the month of December. We will reevaluate, as we always do, the heating and electric after the cold months. We project it based on what we think will happen. We've had a cold snap right now, so we'll wait until those bills come in and continue to look at the projections for the rest of the year. So you will see there could be 3 months from now or a month from now, I come back to you and say, well, we did a little better in heat. We did a little better in electric. But right now, based on the bills that we have and what we've seen come through, this is the best projection we have. And we also still have unsettled contracts. So,
okay. Any questions?
Said, revenue lower than what you had anticipated was for special education and for use of the resource room.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any corresponding expenditures that are lower because of that?
The resource room is really the prior year. So it's a projection based mid-year of the year that it's happening. So there was nothing that decreased because of that. The special education, not really either, because it's about 18,000 students, so it wouldn't significantly change what our expenses were. Do you want me to do the bonding too?
I just want to make sure. Are there any other questions on what Mrs. Hahn presented? Pat, did that answer your question?
Yes.
Any other questions? Okay, Pat, you can address that.
Okay. Tonight you will also see on our agenda bonding ordinance. That's unusual for schools.
Just for the record, that's under item number 19 under the sending districts. We are moving it to the Manasquan side. That's where it should be. So
right.
That's going to be moved over and voted on with the on the Manasquan side.
This bonding ordinance is for the purpose of refinancing the bonds on the elementary school. They will be callable in 2015. It has to be 10 years out. So the Manasquan Board of Education is having a first reading on a refunding ordinance tonight. The ordinance introduces the fact that the Manasquan Board of Education is exploring the possibility of refinancing its bonds on the elementary school bonds. It is the beginning of the refinancing process. The board can only refinance bonds if the net present value savings is 3% or more. There will be a public hearing on this refinancing in February at our February 26th meeting, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The board is looking to authorize the refinancing of bonds callable from 2016 on. The bonds were sold in 2005, so we have to wait until we get past 2015 in order to have them be callable. Because the bonds are callable before 10 years, the interest for these refinanced bonds would be paid through the refinancing until they are callable. So basically, we're taking advantage of the market, for the lower rates, but they're technically not callable until 2016. The ordinance authorizes a not-to-exceed amount of $6,400,000, which will then cover the interest as well as the future principal bonds.
And can we just, there's a projected savings of how much in there?
$217,517.45.
Over the life of?
The life of the bonds.
Any questions? Okay, at this point, I'd like to have a motion to accept the superintendent's report, item 012902.
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Verdi. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. Degenspang?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Okay, during the past month between our public meetings, we had three committees that met. I'm going to ask each committee chairperson to give a brief review of what those committees discussed at that time. Mrs. Barnes is our policy chair. You're up first, Mrs. Barnes, for the policy committee, please.
The policy committee met on Thursday, January 17th. All members were in attendance. In addition, our superintendent attended, and we did have Jesse Place, the supervisor of technology, in to answer any questions we had on some of our discussion items. Subjects of discussion were the current Strauss-ESME policy updates, our random student drug testing, our internet and social media, solicitation of outside institutions, current presentation methods to the elementary schools in attempt to keep students in district, volunteer coaches, our OPRA log, and potential grant writing. Conclusions. All policy updates and mandates were discussed with current recommendations from Strauss-ESME should include all options for advertising. This is to allow potential source of revenue in the future for the district. Current social media policy for acceptable use will keep our current language. The current language, as interpreted by the committee that refers to school projects, includes all school-related activity. The committee reviewed the latest draft of random student drug testing letter that is to be sent to parents for responsibility of costs for follow-up testing. Outside collections have been implemented for students participating in all Massaquan High School athletics that attend other schools. Recommendations by the committee include the grant writing position should be a topic moved to our personnel committee for a job description. Technology issues related to wiring and student Wi-Fi access should be referred to the current ad hoc tech committee. And a copy of PTO bylaws needs to be obtained for discussion, and the agenda needs to be cleared by building administrators one day prior to all PTO meetings. And I believe we also discussed the administration's presentations to elementary schools. We understand they've been adjusted to include grade 7 students in line with what the other magnet schools do when parents and students start looking at high schools in 7th grade. And our volunteer coaching language we reviewed, and it remains as it is because the current language meets all the state mandates. Our next meeting will be Thursday, February 21st, and we'll discuss the next Strauss-ESME updates, again with the social media discussion update.
Thank you, Mrs. Barnes. Any questions from the board? Okay, Mr. Shelton, Chairperson of Finance Committee, if you'd give your report, please.
Yes, the Finance Committee met last week, as well as this evening, Mr. Bauer, Clayton, and Fury, as well as Mrs. LaSalle, Mrs. Hom, and Mr. Mahan. For now, it's budget time, so that's what everybody's working on. We reviewed the financial reports. Mrs. Hom provided us with a multitude of reports, which we appreciate, and we're kind of deciding what process we want to use going forward to review the types of data that she has available. We've talked about the current financial status, which she just updated you on. We've set a budget process and timeline, which we'll probably publish now, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe tomorrow or the next day, since we set some dates tonight. Our next meeting is February 11th, unless something pops up sooner. And then there will be a series of meetings between now and the end of March for final budget adoption, several for the public into February, a couple times in March. We'll add them as we need them. And then we're just really going to talk about future projects we may be able to do or not do, depending on where we end up in the budget process. So nothing more concrete at that time or at this time, other than what Peg just ran you through. So kind of where we're at.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Any questions from the board? Okay, Mrs. Walsh, Chairperson of Superintendent Search Committee.
Thank you, Michelle. The Superintendent Search Committee met on Tuesday, January 22nd, and all members were in attendance. At that time, we interviewed three search firms that specialize in school superintendent searches. They included the New Jersey School Boards Association from Trenton, Leadership Advantage, that's in Little Silver, and HYA Executive Search from Rosemont, Illinois. Each firm has extensive experience in the field, and the individual that would be assisting us was the one that made each of the presentations from each of the firms. It was the unanimous opinion of the committee members to take whatever time is necessary to ensure a thorough and effective selection process. And right now, the committee members are checking references for the search firms, and we'll meet again shortly to make a recommendation to the board on its selection.
And just to be clear, you know, it was reported in the paper that the hunt was on. Just to make it absolutely certain to everybody in this room, we are going to take as long as it takes to find the right person for the district. So while we are actively starting to pursue the process, we are in no rush and no hurry. Okay? Anybody have questions on Mrs. Walsh's report from the board? Okay, just to be clear also, all committee reports and agendas for the from the committees will be part of the permanent record. They're available to the public. And Mr. Mahan, if we could get the committee reports to the board at some point during the week that were given tonight, just so that they have them.
Okay.
I would appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, public comment on the agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. If you wish to come to the microphone, just state your name and your address. And if you would like to comment anything on the agenda, the floor is now open. Okay, seeing no one, we'll move on to the Manasquan items. As we normally do, I'd like to block those votes if we could. For the Manasquan members only, 0129 through 03. Through 0129-11 and including 0129-19. Does anybody wish to have anything pulled out from there? Okay. Okay, again, those items were 0129-03 through 0129-11 and also including 0129-19 and 0129-20.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
On 0129-08. Can somebody explain that to you?
That is definitely a Mrs. Hom or a Mr. Mahan.
is it Title I or Title II money, Peg, that's being used? We are the local educational agency for Title I funds that,
okay.
Those title funds that come into this area, St. Denis participates in that. We have to administer the distribution.
Okay, it wasn't clear. Thank you.
Any other questions? May I have a motion to approve those items?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. May I have a second?
Two.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Ms. Barnes? I'm sorry. Mr. Dowd?
I wasn't right.
Mr. Hosey?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Ms. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Furey? Mr. Sala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Okay, to the Manasquan Sending Districts. May I have a motion to approve 0129-12 through 0129-18?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Barnes. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Any question on 0129-12 through 0129-18? Roll call.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Dower?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
No, 12912, and yes to the rest.
Ms. Jenkins-Bain?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
No, I had asked if you wanted to separate. I thought you were going to do a separate motion.
Well, I was.
I thought that's what we.
Actually, make a separate motion. I can make it.
You can still make it after. And you could still make, you can still bring that to the floor, Mike.
Okay, so no to 12 and yes to everything else. I'll make a motion.
Ms. Verdi?
Abstain from 12, yes to everything else.
Ms. Wall?
Yes.
That's okay. May I have a motion for 012921 through 012925?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. May I have a second? Thank you, Mr. Fury. Discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Ballard?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Ms. Jenkins-Bain?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Ms. Verdi?
Yes.
Ms. Walsh?
Yes.
Did you want to take care of that now, Mike, or do you want to?
Yeah, before old new, and Mr. McCumber, I didn't get a chance to speak to you before.
We might need some guidance here.
For the public, I want to make a motion, I guess, to, we have to, per our bylaws 131, to rescind any non-published, or I guess I would say non-Strauss ESME current policies or regulations. Rescind all of them that may exist other than those the board currently has published. So going forward, any new policies, regulations, processes, whatever, can be approved through the policy committee and taken to the appropriate parties. For the public, we have the district transfer their policy services to a company called Strauss ESME a couple years ago now. In doing so, there were some old district policies. One just came to our attention back to 1979. It was actually a regulation that didn't make the transfer over. So, according to our bylaws, we need to actually stop all of those if we want to revisit some of those old ideas or things that used to be in existence within the district. We need to write a new policy, adopt it, go through the process in public in front of you. Have two readings on it and follow the process that way. So as of this evening, I would make a motion that we rescind any non-Strauss ESME and public policies at this time. Mm-hmm. Policies and regulations as part of the motion. Who needs, how do we need to word that, Dick?
I guess the concern I have is I understand what you're saying, but if you're rescinding all of the policies and regulations the board has in place, are we rescinding anything that Strauss ESME has not replaced?
I don't think he's talking about what we have in place. I think what we're talking about is
non-published.
We have policies when we converted over to Strauss ESME that we believe some have not may not have made it to Strauss ESME. So what we have up there now, a regulation, not a policy, but a regulation just popped up that did not transfer over, that's old. And that was the question with item number 12 that we just went over. So as a preventative measure, so we don't find ourselves in this position again, if something pops up that didn't transfer, I believe that's what your motion is alluding to, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Is the superintendent satisfied that, we're not rescinding something?
No. Strauss ESME is our policy. They don't have a policy which addresses the particular issue that was in the older policy. And as far as if we wanted a policy to address that particular issue, then we would create one through Strauss ESME. So that's what we would have to do. It has to do with setting fees for certain activities. And they were set in an old policy, quite old, and have carried through to this time. So what we're talking about is making sure that if we're going to set a policy, we should set a new one and make it part of Strauss ESME.
The only thing I would suggest is, Mr. Shelton, you just kind of, again, repeat the motion that you're making.
Okay.
So that, I apologize,
I didn't know what I said.
Mrs. Hahn, do you have it?
Did you write it down? Let Peg do it.
If you have it.
A motion to rescind.
The total board understands the motion?
A motion to rescind all non-Strauss SMA policies and regulations.
That's fine.
May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. Dignan Spang?
Yes.
Mrs. Palmer?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Vardy?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Okay, at this point, we're under old new business. I have two items, but if anybody would like to go first for old new. Okay, the board is responsible for choosing participants to serve on the selection panel that will choose one teacher or one educational service professional to be recognized at a countywide event for the Governor's Teacher Recognition Program. This is not the same as the Teacher of the Year program. The panel is composed of 9 members, 3 that are selected by the Board of Ed and 6 that are selected by the school staff and administration. Mr. Mahan has made me aware that we have this task ahead of us, so what I would ask from those of you, we have a deadline coming up, I believe, of February 22nd. Mm-hmm. So if you could reach out to me by Friday, if you have a recommendation of a community member, parent, elementary school, high school, who you think would serve well on this panel, and then I can submit the names to Mr. Mahan and he'll take it from there. Any questions? Okay, again, if I could get those by Friday, that would be great. Again, all the committee meetings are now posted on the shared calendar. I think except for community, I think we're trying to nail that down still,
yeah, we still
correct?
Have to set that up.
Jesse Place and I, Jesse had given me instructions, Mr. Shelton had helped out. I sent those out to all of you. If anybody's having difficulty viewing the calendar, if you would please let me know and address it, because you'll find any changes to committee will be found there. If any of those of you that are not on a certain committee want to bring an item up or a suggestion up to that committee, you'll know when they're meeting and just contact the chairperson with your concerns and they'll make sure that it's brought to the floor. Okay, any other questions? Mrs. Verdi?
I have all the new business. I just wanted to alert everyone that our community is doing the Starfish Project, which is to take place on February 10th from, I believe, 3 to 6 o'clock. It's a free collaboration with a lot of different organizations that just want to make it a fun moment for all the children of Manasquan, sending districts, everyone's invited, and there's a lot of prizes, and you can find all the information on the Manasquan Elementary School website to the right, if you will. It's called the Starfish Project.
And I also believe space is limited, so I would encourage
yes,
people, if you're interested,
yes.
to go there early and sign up. Okay, anybody else? At this point, we'll open up the floor to our public forum, and anything that you would like to speak on, you can come to the microphone and give your name and your address. Yes, it should be.
Good evening,
could you, Donna
Bassone.
Just tap it. Thank you.
Hi, Donna Bassone, North Main Street, Manasquan. I'm here again to ask, make you aware, I'm sure you're aware already, of some new drug issues at our elementary school. Some eighth graders were taken out of school and suspended for smoking marijuana in our locker rooms. Another young lady I brought to the attention of the principal had hash brownies at school and was offering them out. And I'd like to know what you guys, not you in particular, but the school board as a whole, what is going to be done here about this. It's a big problem. It's clearly coming from somewhere. So I would like to know, again, I've asked this, is the third time I've been before this for the same reason. Why are we not randomly drug testing our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders? If they're big enough to smoke pot in school, they're big enough to get random drug tested. And I'm really having a severe issue with this. You know, I want to know what you know, I know we were told by another attorney at another time that no grammar school in New Jersey has done this and, you know, all this precedent stuff, but what's your big game plan here? Do we need to ask some drug sniffing dogs from the county down to check out the gym lockers? Do we need to, what's going on? It's becoming more and more prevalent. It's not a one-time thing. It's not a little pot here or a little hash there. Next, it's going to be pills. Are we going to have cocaine? Are we going to have needles? What's going on?
A couple of things. We certainly can't address individual specifics to...
I'm not.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, just so you know, in our response, I can't address individual specifics. However, I can tell you that, you know, we're all parents and we all raise kids here, so that's on everybody's mind. The policy committee has actively been looking at our random drug testing program. As a matter of fact, we've made some changes to it. Mike, I don't know if you would be prepared to elaborate a little bit on what we've changed there. Would you be so kind as to jump in here?
Yeah, Donna. We have a random program, obviously, in the high school. There are schools in New Jersey that have implemented a random program on a voluntary basis in their elementary schools. There's specific legalities in doing so. It has to be voluntary. We've talked to several of the school districts who were the pioneers of doing that. We're looking at that. We need to discuss it more in policy, discuss it more with our vendor. We're still trying to perfect the one that's going on here. You can't go out and overreact to a situation. Well, you can't. I mean, if some kids are caught doing something, that doesn't mean that 99% of the people in this town or even 51% of them want us to go put a random drug testing program in our elementary school.
Okay, well, the more parents I've talked to, and I don't want to show up here and make a ruckus. I can bring a lot of parents if that's what you need to hear. And it's not just one or two. And if it can get into the grammar school that easily that there's hash brownies and marijuana, what's coming next?
You know what, Donna?
These are little young kids.
I could, what would be helpful? You know, we all have board addresses, and you can contact all of us. And if there are people that feel like you, you know, we'd love to hear from them. We're not turning a deaf ear here. As a matter of fact, just today, I know that Mr. Shelton was speaking with one of the schools that we modeled our program after. So this is a continuous thing with this board. It's certainly not something that we don't have our head wrapped around. I mean, there's no quick fix. There's no solution that I could give you tonight that's going to make you happy. But we are working diligently. And if there are parents out there, my email address is emlasalla@masquamboe.org. I'd love to hear from them. That's important because when we go to meet together, then we know that there's, you know, hearing from you and hearing from what you want is why we're here. I mean, we act on your behalf.
And Donna, so, to understand, I'm not going to minimize the problem because I stood...
But you just said if I'm not going to overreact.
No,
did you know?
I'm going to say, you know, look at schools like Marlboro, all right? There's a shooting in Connecticut, and now there's an armed cop in every school in bulletproof class. We may or may not have, we can't speak on individual items, have had an issue in our elementary school, whether it's one, two, or five times. I can't just start drug testing in the elementary school next week or next month. We can put a process in place, and we are looking at that. And we are talking to the appropriate parties who've done this before to figure out what we can do to identify it. The other thing we're doing is talking to our sending districts, because your son, my child, these kids in the elementary school, their friends right now in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade are over here in the elementary school. When they come to school on this side of the street, 4 out of their 5 friends will be from sending districts.
Right, but the rule shouldn't be, why, what's, explain to me what the reasoning is. Why are the rules different? If we have a random drug testing policy, why is it not throughout the district?
You can't,
I believe
what we found was you can't make it, it's legally, we can't implement it in the grammar school. I believe that's what we were told by council. I mean, we did look in.
Our random drug testing policy in the high school, there's things that this Board of Education can do. We can set that, we have to follow a certain curriculum, as an example. We have to have math, science. As part of our extracurricular policy, we can decide the rules that are attached to you participating in those sports or those activities. One of our rules in the high school is...
I know the whole policy.
Okay, I know what it is. Then that same process does not apply in an elementary school.
Sure it does. There's team sports over there.
Well, absolutely. Do you recommend testing just the athletes or everybody
in
the school?
I think the other thing, though,
I just recommend getting a handle on a problem that is becoming significantly bigger each and every month. This is not the first time I've been here. I've been here three times now.
I think just to address it again, I don't think legally we are allowed to. I will follow that up. I'll get
you
back to you with an answer.
Other school districts have...
On a voluntary basis.
Voluntary.
Okay,
we can't
so
make
it
mandatory. I don't believe we can make it mandatory. I believe we have looked into that before, but I will follow it up again for you.
Then why don't you send a survey home and send it out confidentially to every parent and find out how many parents would be willing to put their kids into a voluntary drug program.
That's being discussed, too.
Yes, it is.
It just seems like you guys are just kind of like, oh, here she comes again. Y'all are jagging. Doesn't seem to be being
Donna, I've seen you here
addressed.
Twice, so I don't... When somebody approaches a microphone, you could be here twice, you could be here 100 times. You'll never get that response from me. I think you're entitled to your opinion. We welcome it. That's, again, why we're here. So, I, you know, to say that here she comes again, these are things that we're discussing. These are things we're trying to put into place. There are legal restrictions, but I like your idea about the survey. We've kicked that around, and we are talking about implementing that. So hopefully going forward, you'll see that sooner rather than later.
So basically that's it. Just we're kind of stuck with
it's the best answer I can give you right now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Heather Garrett Muley, 28 Elizabeth Avenue. Just a quick question. Are the committee meetings minutes posted online?
They will be. After the committee gives their report, they'll be available.
Is there a time frame for a committee once they meet to get the notes,
minutes out? The report will be given at the next public meeting. So immediately following that committee's meeting, the committee report will be given at the meeting, and then those minutes will be available.
Okay, so was there a building and grounds?
Not yet.
Committee meeting in November?
In November?
I would have
in November?
I don't recall the date.
Okay. Cause there was
I would have to look. I can look for you and get back to you with that answer.
Okay.
All
right.
Anybody else? Okay, seeing no one, are we?
Yes, we do.
We are. Okay, do you have it on here? Yes. Okay, Sunshine Law Resolutions. The Open Public Meetings Act and... Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot they were here. I got so wrapped up.
That's so quiet.
Our three student representatives probably have something you'd like to say. I apologize.
No.
JD, do you want to go first? Do you have a report to give to the board of... what the student council is doing, or give us an update about?
Sure. As of right now, we're kind of on a standstill with student council activities. We just recently today sent out Teacher Appreciation Day thank you cards to every student, every homeroom, excuse me, for students to fill out and send to their favorite teacher. And I know that we had a huge response throughout the school, and a lot of people did fill out the thank you cards and didn't give them to various teachers, which I thought was great. As of right now, we're still discussing and moving forward with other events that are going to come in the next month or so. Before the new year, we had a lot of events such as a food drive, which we dubbed the name Battle Against Hunger, where we had a food drive race against each class, and including the teachers, and it was right before the homecoming, and we had each of the students on one day and the teacher faculty bring in as much canned food as they can, and the winner of the canned, the most amount of food got a certain amount of points during the pep rally, and the food was donated to the Massillon Food Bank. Another thing that we accomplished was... And then another thing we... underwent was Penny Wars, which we had teachers displayed in a, we had a whole bunch of, I think we had about 10 jars where we had teachers' faces on them, and we raised money for Sandy victims, and we had people place money in the jars for people, for the teacher to get a pie on their face on homecoming day, and we got a lot of good turnout from that. I think we raised about $300 or so with that specific event, and we donated all that money to people in need for bed sheets and other clothing. As of right now, that we have talked with the principal about our junior exemptions at the moment, where juniors, as of right now, are not exempt from any of their finals, but in the springtime, we are hoping to have them be exempt from two finals where they would have to have an A in the class, and including advanced placement classes such as AP Lit or AP US. And we feel that if a junior is taking a senior level course or an AP course, we feel that they should get the right to be exempt because they've worked hard to get where they are, and they deserve a little reward for their hard work and determination in school. And that is all at right now, and at the next meeting, I'll have more information.
Very good.
Thank you
very much.
You're welcome.
Which teacher got the pie?
That was, who
That's putting him on the spot.
Mr. Roach, so.
Okay, Grace, Morgan, do you have anything to add, or?
He covered all of it.
Very good. Okay, Sunshine Law Resolution. Put my glasses on, I'll be able to tell you what that's all about. The Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10-4-6, allows for the exclusion of the public from that portion of a public meeting when certain matters which might endanger the public interest or risk the deprivation of individual rights are discussed. And the Board of Education wishes to discuss the following matters in a non-public closed meeting, with resulting discussion being made public when a proper conclusion has been reached and there's no longer a need for confidentiality. Item number 3, any matter the disclosure of which would constitute an unwarranted invasion of individual privacy unless the affected individual or his or her parent or guardian shall request in writing that the matter be disclosed at a public meeting. Now therefore be it resolved, the Massachusetts Board of Education will host a closed executive session immediately. It is anticipated that the closed session will not last longer than 10 minutes and no action will be taken. Am I right on that one?
Correct.
Okay. May I have a motion to go into executive session?
Moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Verdi. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Fury. Roll call.
Mr. Fury.
Campbell.
Campbell. I can't even say I was looking at him because he's not even on that side. Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
I know. I did. That's a yes. Reading.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. Lasala?
Yes.
Ms.
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Yes.
Bless you.
I think we have the. That's Ben's day leave.
Thank you,
Michael.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Good thing.
Okay.
This has to do with an old policy. So I wrote a note.